It's Thanksgiving, and even if family can't join you this year, Creamer's field biologist and educator Mark Ross says you can share your bounty and receive something back as well.
So I'm in the farmhouse, and I'm viewing the feeder station through the windows from inside. It's 8:45 a.m. It's about time for a visitor. Now outside, it appears dark. If you have your lights on inside, you can't even see outside. You have to turn the lights off. But there should be enough ambient light that we're going to get some visitors to the feeder. A simple feeder station is so easy to set up. All it really requires is black sunflower seeds. You can put them on an open tray or maybe in a can laying on its side with both ends open to serve as a small little tunnel and shelter. That's very attractive to black-capped chickadees, red poles, the small finches. Now I have microphones outside that bring the sound inside, and when the chickadees visit, when they first come in, they make a small lisping sound, and I'll record that if I can when they come in. It's like a contact call. They're keeping in touch with each other. Just a small little, but often the first birds that come in are the redpolls, the small finches with the rosy breasts. And of course, their name is redpole, so they have that red on their forehead. They often come in first. They fly through the open air. I'm not sure where they roost, out in the forest somewhere. They come in first probably because they do fly high. They don't have to worry about running into obstacles flying through the woods like the chickadees. The chickadees roost in cavities, holes in trees, other small spaces that they find. So they have to have enough light to make their way through the forest. They don't want to damage their eyes, of course. That's essential for survival. So they have to have just enough light to be able to navigate and dodge through the woods to get to the feeder. So the redpolls often come in first and you hear their flight calls. And for the feeding station, also, just a bit of suet, beef fat or some sort of fat, is very, very attractive because it's high calories for the amount of feed. So that'll bring in woodpeckers. Chickadees feed voraciously on it. Also, have it kind of contained because something like a Canada jay, magpie, those corvid birds, ravens, they'll just steal it all, or a fox. I've often encouraged folks to set up microphones and sound systems. It's really very easy, very inexpensive if you want to make your own. Oh, I think I hear. So a simple feeder system, you can provide a little Thanksgiving for the birds. It's a great way to, of course, watch birds. But the next step that really heightens your awareness is setting up a simple sound system. A simple microphone outside, wired to a speaker inside, heightens your awareness incredibly, because you're hearing the sounds and signals that the birds are giving you about what's happening outside.
Mark Ross is a biologist and educator at the Creamer's Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge. I'm Robert Hannon.